Yeah. Golic Family Podcast Christmas Reunion Special Extravaganza episode. You will know all the players involved here. Mike Golic Sr., my mom, Chris Golic, Mike Golic Jr., Jake, Jenny, Sydney, Ben. Everyone's all back here sitting around the table right now, united by a common quest. One, to just continue to, I think, gaze at the girth of Earl the Bulldog, who is really owning the Christmas walk around here, but also apparently to track down some guy that sent my dad a poster. So, Dad, paint a picture. It's been a while for everyone in here.
First,
but
can I just say for your mother and I that maybe we can let you guys talk publicly about why you guys decided to not want to do a podcast anymore and break the mold.
Dad thinks this is really funny.
Your mom's idea, do it for a while, and then one day we were in the car and just in tears she said, "We can't do it anymore. The kids don't want to do it." What do you guys have to say for yourselves?
2020 has been busy horse kicking most of the people here in the teeth.
I'm super tired.
Yeah. I understand.
Do you?
Yeah.
Jenny, Sydney, Ben, you have any
this is
comments?
This is really the note you want to start off on, huh, bud?
Yeah.
This is really the choice. This is where you want to be when Jesus comes back, making fun of sweet old boy,
yeah.
Joe Dirt.
You know what? Maybe Jesus will have to ask you all, guys, what's in your hearts. What's
all right,
in your
so
heart?
Let's tell the story.
Read the fucking note.
So we cleaned out my office at ESPN. A lot of shit. And a lot of nice stuff, too. We did a fun thing with it.
Right.
You know, with a raffle and a lot of stuff off to raise some money for a charity. But there was a tube in there with a poster of 100 years of Notre Dame captains. Now, I was a captain at Notre Dame. My brother Bob was as well. So I'm on the poster and with all the other captains over the last 100 years. And so I pulled just got it out of the office now. And by the way, it's 2020. And I opened it. And as I opened it, there was an envelope with $3 in it and a note. That said,
thanks
money.
For the weed. You gave me a hit once at a party in 2011.
Dear Mike, my son Bobby and I are big Notre Dame fans. I purchased this poster when I visited Notre Dame for the Michigan State game. I was hoping you would autograph it for him. I've enclosed return postage as well. Please return to, and then he gave the address. And I looked, and it came in 2009.
2009. It's been in your office
for 11 years.
Which, like, to give, I don't know if you guys have painted an accurate picture. Dad's office was a hole.
Dad's office was basically a closet with a desk in it.
Well, I mean, it was hoarders. It was. What if you took someone who worked for two decades getting fun free shit from a lot of people who just never did anything with any of it?
This unfortunately just sat there and I never really got to it, and then cleaning it out 11 years later. So, Chris, you tried diligently to find, you thought you had a number for the guy. I called him, and it was a recording, and I left a message. We haven't heard back, yeah. So obviously it's not
so
him.
So his name is Bob Lyons, if any of you guys know him. Who's
Bob
listening.
Lyons lives in Holbrook, yeah.
Holbrook, New York, or did 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And we can either find Bob or his son Bobby.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we have the poster.
Is there a chance he's not a real person?
No, this was real money came and no.
Yeah, I mean, again.
It's all just part of the simulation. You
know? We got to leave everything on the table
you
right
You think
here.
This is a bot?
Listen.
Perhaps.
You don't know. Okay. 2009 was a long time ago. This could have been part of an elaborate hoax. Like, if Bob's out there, we'd love to hear from him.
We would love to hear from him. I would like
we
to.
We tried to find him.
You're going to miss Bob.
I have signed it and would love to send it back now.
Give him back.
Hey, right on time.
Yeah. My bad.
We hope to get it for him.
God's
for Christmas,
timing is perfect.
Yeah.
Bob's probably like, I don't want any of you pieces.
Shit, yeah.
I like to think of it as like the dad's version of Stan, that Eminem song where the fans like angrily writing the letter. I guess you don't answer fans. And then this guy like drove off a bridge after this.
Do we think Bob even likes him anymore?
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. I think Bob is fully turned on him now and just has a room full of your like skin
so
flakes.
Do you think if this gets to him, my skin what?
Don't just keep moving.
Do you think
don't dwell on it too
if far. This gets to him that do you think if he did dislike me that he'll like me again that I'm trying to hunt him down?
It's probably too late.
Yeah, I was gonna say like it,
he'll
you know
take
what?
The poster it, though probably if he's
no,
in Notre Dame.
It might just save him from committing crimes in your name, which at all this right. point, like for your conscience, I would probably want that.
Okay.
And we'll send it for free. We'll send the $3 back.
Wow. Well, how nice of you. Yeah.
I feel like
you're send three extra dollars.
Maybe slip a tenner in there. Yeah. I feel like inflation probably.
I already spent the three, so he ain't getting nothing back.
Dear God.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, so if anybody knows Bob.
Yeah, there you go.
Find Bob before. And just, you know, send him our way.
Yep. We'd like to resolve the issue.
If you see something.
We're sorry.
Say something.
Yeah. More proof that we're pieces of shit.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's a holiday, so yeah. we're trying to spin it.
Well,
to
I think his family still owns the house.
Well, that's what I thought, too.
That's what we're doing this whole time.
She's, on Realtor.com right now.
Last sold in 1985.
And I believe from every indication that he's still alive. He's like only in his 60s.
But well, Dad, you left a message for this guy and everything.
Well, we don't
just
know
picked
if it
a Bob
was,
Lyons.
It was a Bob Lyons.
There's so many Bob Lyons.
That is a very generic answer.
But it was in the area that we thought. We don't just want to send this back because we're not sure where it will end up. So we wanted
to say we were sorry.
Yes, yes, 11 years later.
Yes.
Yeah, no, listen, that seems
sorry,
about right.
Our bad.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I fudged up on this one thing, so.
Yeah.
I was very busy.
Had a lot going on.
Had a lot going on.
It was a busy 11 years, so. Yeah.
So we need to talk about Jenny. Jenny had some issues with some Oreos. Jake, I think you were involved in this.
Yeah, we got Oreos from our friends upstairs.
I sent you four of the Oreos.
Yeah, you sent me to grab a couple Oreos. They gave me the rest of the pack. So, we have no self-control, so we threw the remainder of the Oreos away in a fashion where they were set.
You couldn't give them back.
They were cradled.
Yeah. I don't think they wanted them back.
We could have gone.
We set them in a fashion on top of the garbage so you could easily peel back the top and continue to eat them.
Well, there was at one point there was a banana peel, and I was like, it's okay, right? So just like took out the banana peel.
So when you threw them away, was it already in your mind that there was a possibility you were going to go back for them?
Maybe for him, I was like, no, Jake, throw them away. I only wanted a couple. And I mean, in 24 hours, the whole thing was gone. Like, I started taking off like my breakfast trash and then reopening it.
When you were reopening it and taking things out, did you just still leave in the trash, or did you just decide to pull the whole thing out?
No, I left it in the trash.
You kept picking it out of the trash over and over again.
Yep.
Gang shit.
No shame.
No.
Yeah, I'm who among us?
2021, right? New Year.
But usually what I do is I smash it, so there's no...
I dump them out of the bag, so it's scattered actually in touching, garbage. Like, wet stuff.
Yeah.
And,
well, and
I
this
don't
is
think
all
the
off.
Smashing would work.
This is all off again. George Costanza when he threw away the eclair,
the donut. Yeah,
it was an eclair. Threw it right on him. And somebody did, and he reached
in and took it.
And took
is
it.
This
which,
an Everyone Loves Raymond.
No, this
Seinfeld.
Is
Seinfeld.
No, we'll get
this. Is like when Marie came over.
Yeah. Quick question: would you eat something like if you were upstairs and your neighbors that live upstairs, you were at their house and you saw like a donut in their garbage? On top.
100%. If I know them, 100%.
All right, so
this goes back to like when I ate something.
So we know Jake and Jenny both ate out of the trash.
Right.
Sydney, would you eat out of the trash?
Yeah.
I have eaten out of the trash. Ben, have you eaten out of the trash?
You have
never
eaten out of the trash? Are you guys surprised?
I thought I was going to be the one that didn't eat out of the trash. Yeah.
I mean, when I throw something away, it's gone. I don't have second thoughts about it. The second thoughts is walking up to the trash. As soon as it's in the trash, I'm not going to...
But you don't go by later and maybe see it and go, ah.
Our trash is filled with dog poop now.
Yeah. Well, okay.
That's a little bit more of the most dangerous game now. Yeah. Is like this also is an indictment on what your trash looks like in these situations.
You eat out of the trash?
I mean, I've eaten donuts off a car tire and off someone else's table at a restaurant. So
I think one of the...
Trash is sort of old hat for your boy.
How about when you rolled a...
Ben just physically twitched.
Was it in middle school where you put the jawbreaker in your mouth and then you rolled it down the cafeteria floor?
Yeah.
And
was
then
it the cafeteria
it
floor?
I don't know why I was proud of that.
Yeah. I was proud.
Being fat's a weird thing. It does something to you mentally where these things are seen as more challenges than they should be.
One of the reasons we don't get sick a lot because we have germs. Is that medically true, Ben?
I mean, strong immune systems. Athletes have strong immune systems. And...
Yeah.
See that?
That's like my friend Kevin Egan used to bring his baby around in a carrier to every restaurant when he was a toddler when we would go out to eat, and he'd say he was building up Will's immune system.
There you
that's
go.
Fair.
Yeah.
I like that.
Now Will's a redhead, though, so I don't know how well that worked.
One thing we should talk about since it's over the holidays is we do have two birthdays in the Golic house over the holidays.
Big Sag energy in this house.
Yeah.
Sydney is December 21st.
Well, that's already happened.
That's already happened.
So it doesn't fucking matter anymore.
You turn 26, and now you have to get off our insurance.
Yeah.
And Jake.
Yo, that's a shitty year, by the way. Yeah. That's a tough one. Getting off the insurance.
I got it covered. It's fine.
That's a tough one.
You got it covered?
You got it covered?
You got it all squared away?
Isn't it Cobra?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that Cobra? Yeah.
Cobra's a good time.
Cobra's a good time.
Yeah.
The problem is we're all Cobra'd right now.
Yeah, we're all
Cobra'd. Me, Dad, Sydney. Yeah. Yeah, so it's not so great.
Oh, not so great monthly
we're
anymore.
We're all in this together.
And then Jake's birthday is actually on Christmas Day.
And he's turning 30.
Jake is a Christmas baby.
Yep.
Wow.
A Christmas what?
A Christmas baby.
Okay.
Jake is a Christmas baby.
Creeping ever closer towards death.
Oh, gosh. Sean Connery.
Yeah, here we come.
Reach back for me, friend. Yeah, uh-huh.
We actually induced, when we, you did, I did nothing.
You didn't induce him.
You induced.
You
so
didn't
we'd,
do shit.
So we'd have Sydney, because we thought we were going to have her on Christmas.
My due date was Christmas Day.
Yeah, your due date was Christmas Day. We'd have had two on Christmas.
Yeah, I said, we're not
now
doing
they're like,
that.
Send her back.
You wanted to be in the world earlier.
No, we didn't. I immediately said, can we give you back? But no, there were no takers.
Put a lot of equity into Sydney now, so I feel like that would be ill-advised.
Yes, that's true.
Jenny, are you still looking for the guy's address?
I just found that.
She's got a lead.
I've got a lead, and I'm messaging a guy.
Oh, my God.
I know a guy.
His name is Bobby Lyons, and he has a Notre Dame.
Oh! Context clues.
So he's maybe from Holbrook.
Maybe by the end of this podcast, we'll have solved the mystery.
Yeah.
I just friended him and sent him a...
That's DM. Impressive.
I enjoy how much this is going to preoccupy the rest of Jenny's week.
Yeah, I know.
Bobby, how old are you now?
Wow, what a creepy way to say something. Bobby, hey Bobby, how old are you?
Do you still live at Lillian Boulevard?
By the way, call him Bob just so people don't assume that Bobby is like 14 and you're a creep.
Yeah.
Bobby, how old are you?
I hope his dad is still around.
Yeah.
It's like the Tommy Tom.
He's a Jets fan, so I should have said, first off, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, solve the mystery.
Yeah.
All right, can you focus for a minute on your Jenny? Jenny has a review. It's been a long time since Jenny did a product review. But
yes. Can you focus for a minute?
Bobby.
So this year we were not exchanging Christmas gifts, but I said in the family group text, I wouldn't be mad if somebody sent me the Gotham Steel hands.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of late nights, early mornings, you know, the commercial. You can basically make the thinnest egg and flip it over. So I got it from the lovely, my mother-in-law last week. And I've made the lovely Mrs. Golick. We've made two things so far. 10 out of 10. Like, the commercial, do not lie. I'm not even sure you have to clean the pan. The egg, without spray or anything, slides right out. I made ground beef in it, slides right out. And the pan is basically clean on the other side. So, I have not tested it in the oven yet, but 10 out of 10, Gotham Steel, they're not lying.
Jake, have you used it?
I have.
Yeah.
I made...
Eggs,
yeah. And it slides right out. It's amazing.
I tried for how long, hon, to say Gotham Steel pans I wanted, and you mocked me every time.
I did.
Every time.
I did.
Do you feel bad now?
I had to be the guinea pig.
Yeah, I would say.
That's what I said. Jen was going to be the guinea pig.
And they work fantastic.
Yep.
I knew they would.
I want to make like a crepe in it now. You see when they
Are they dishwasher safe?
Yep.
Sure.
And up to 500 degrees in the oven.
I think that's my biggest thing about adulthood is just figuring out what's dishwasher safe.
Yeah, I'm going to put you a little tip. A friend of mine who is a big time.
See how quick he was with that?
Yeah.
It's true.
Because we're talking about pans, Michael Simon.
Right.
Renowned chef. Okay.
He's your friend?
He is definitely my friend.
I was out on the yacht, me, Mark Cuban, Super Chef Bobby Flay.
Michael Simon, and because somebody asked him this, and I saw it because I follow him on Twitter, he said you should never, ever put the pans in the dishwasher. Ever.
But I don't know if he was talking about Gotham Steel.
He said pans. He said any pans you cook with, do not put them in the dishwasher that will shorten their lifespan of how good their
I can't tell you how frequently I put pans in the dishwasher.
Not only
also,
does Jake
like,
put
their lifespan, does it die?
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe it starts to chip away. Well,
right, it does. Or
maybe it
just,
starts to
just one day you look in there and its eyes are just glazed over staring at you from the dishwasher.
I for years asked Jake to stop.
I put two
putting
coins on them and just send it off to me. Send it off to Hades.
Jake put wood in the dishwasher. I asked him.
No, I didn't put wood.
It is wood. It was a cutting board.
I put a cutting board.
I kept saying, Jake, stop putting a cutting board in there. And he would, like, purposely, to piss me off, put, like, sneak them in there.
That's
and it would,
funny,
like, block the
thing.
And I was getting so frustrated. And then I opened the dishwasher right before we moved this year, and it was just pieces
just turned
of wood.
Into firewood.
Oh, it breaks.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It breaks apart.
I was like,
I did that once, and it broke apart. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lesson learned.
That's just like that old Dane Cook bit, though, where a broken escalator becomes stairs. Like, broken cutting board just becomes
firewood for Tony Fusillo.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
There you go.
I will say the one thing I found out the hard way was cutlery. I didn't know you're not supposed to put in there because it gets the little rust spots on it.
It does.
Mine did.
But we
really?
Cheat. But
yeah.
I cheat and do it.
We've always put our pans and cutlery in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Now we need
and
to
what's
stop.
What's the point of the
Michael
little
Simon
bin on
so
the side? That's for.
I mean, that's for like the normal. I put the normal silver.
You're
like,
talking
like,
about like.
I'm putting
like
my steak knives, like my big cutters in there.
Fork, spoons,
yeah,
and butter knives you could put in there.
Yeah. I had to learn the hard way a couple of times on those. But yeah, outside of that, like, I don't know. I hand wash the pans and shit like that.
What do you guys do in the Sydney Ben household?
Whatever Ben tells me to do.
Yeah.
Sounds like a healthy relationship.
Yeah. We got ceramic coated pots and pans, and I hand wash those.
Oh. Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, Sydney, no one is surprised.
I clean the kitchen too.
You definitely do, but it's part of our division of labor. I'm usually in the kitchen more.
So you clean
do
the
you
kitchen, but you clean
I
the pans.
More. I cook more and I clean more.
What does Sid do more?
I mean, Sid cleans other things.
I vacuum. I do the laundry.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay.
So there's,
well, that's what I was asking.
Amongst,
like,
I meant cleaning the dishes.
You're in the fucking doghouse.
No, we're talking about.
I heard Ben hit a verbal backpedal.
Yeah.
What have I done?
Yeah, cooking.
Didn't we get a bunch of pans in Arizona that came with a shitload of instructions?
They got the same pans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, caraway pots. Caraway pots.
These pans have some instructions.
They're very high quality. They're very, and they're.
We haven't used them yet.
They're expensive, so I'm afraid to like.
They're
fuck them
more
up.
Expensive
yeah,
than Gotham Steel.
I use them.
We use
and
them
hand
day.
Wash them.
Every
they
day.
They do say in the little pamphlet that it's hand wash recommended,
yes.
Not required.
Right. Well, that Michael Simon, he didn't say don't do it. He said I would not do it. He
right.
said
Michael Simon is the Pope today.
Listen, yeah. Michael Simon said.
He's the
Simon
man.
Says.
Yeah,
he's the man. Absolutely right.
All right, so let it be written.
So let it be done.
Oh, my gosh. Ben, you have a...
We got a few for Ben, didn't because Ben had... Someone asked him a question, but Ben has some other things
okay.
as well.
Ben also revealed to me that he's been having coffee withdrawals. Ben, like me, is a certified coffee drinker and is taking some time off. Ben, I can tell you that since we started doing this podcast here and now... I had been really off coffee for the better part of a week and a half and just mainlined this bad boy. And let me tell you, I'm a little spacey right now.
Yeah, you're floating above the clouds, aren't you?
Bro,
what a beautiful thing.
It is quite a high. Like, I'm a little lightheaded,
yeah.
But in the good way.
Yeah.
Where you know that your brain has, like, hit that chemical.
Yeah.
Like, I'm releasing. What, is serotonin the good one or is it dopamine?
They both are.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever. Both of them have combined to achieve nirvana right now. I see sounds and smell colors.
So how long have you given up coffee now?
It's only been a week. But I'm not.
By the way, my Apple Watch just heard me say Nirvana and then gave me the Wikipedia definition.
The bots are listening.
Yeah.
So you're in withdrawal?
No, I was. Like, I mean, what really is withdrawal? Like, I had a headache.
What is withdrawal?
My heart was a little funny, but no, I'm fine now. I just want coffee because I know that I feel better on it. And it also, fun fact, helps with neurogenesis, growing new nerves. And my Whoop tells me that my heart rate variability is higher when I
have coffee.
When I have caffeine, yeah.
Really?
Can you go back to the nerve thing again?
Yeah. I saw a TED talk from a neuroscientist, don't remember her name or where she was from, but she said she listed out a category of things that hurt nerve health and those that improve them, and me being a person who's had plenty of head trauma in my life,
yeah.
I like the things that help my nerve health, and one of them was caffeine within moderation. Of
what else?
The normal stuff that you would think.
We
so
don't know that.
Sleep, diet,
we? Exercise,
exercises,
yeah. Marijuana,
is a huge one.
How much marijuana? I've heard from a reliable source that opens your mind.
I feel good.
I'm gonna find the TED talk about weed.
All right, so okay, Ben, a couple of brain busters you have.
What do we want to do first?
Somebody on the internet said that they had a question for Ben about what the use or the job is of the appendix.
Yeah, and I told you like 5 minutes ago that I thought it was a vestigial organ, which means that it has no function. But in the elapsed 5 minutes, I Googled it and sifted through some information, and there's new evidence that suggests that it actually does have a function. Let's see here. So it might act as a reservoir for healthy gut bacteria in our intestines. So there's a neat study done, I think it's at the University of North Carolina, where they looked at, so there's a hospital-acquired bacterial infection called C. diff. It's really C. difficile. It's really bad. People that get it are, you know, on the shitter, both literally and figuratively. And in this study, they saw that people that had their appendix removed had a higher incidence of acquiring C. diff infections from the hospital. So there's some sort of correlative, positive, protective effect of having the appendix.
So it still has a function.
It does.
Yeah, it might
have
a
function.
There's evidence that it.
Let's keep it just in case.
It's still a little bit mysterious.
Everybody here has their appendix, right?
Yeah, nobody's got it.
But you can certainly live without it.
Yeah.
And then
I do love the idea, by the way, that like human beings, we can just graduate out of some organs. Like after a while, we're just like, nah.
Tonsils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always under the table playing with the ball.
Earl?
Oh.
Yeah.
And then Earl.
We're easily distracted. Yeah.
I was going to say, we're all easily distracted because while Ben was giving us that valuable information, I looked up and realized that I don't know what Nurtec is, but the woman selling me that drug on the commercial is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
And this goes back to the coffee, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was going to say, again, like, yeah. Remember how in like Madden you used to have QB vision in that one awful year? And like if you were a bad QB, it was like you look through the eye of a needle. I am seeing everything. 360 degrees.
Did she have like the aura around her?
Yeah. I saw her mouth my name.
Oh my God. And I think the other thing that was interesting, this was in our group text, is that licorice is a plant.
Yeah.
I mean, that I'm not going to lie, that kind of blew my mind.
Not going to lie, Ben, I used that one right after you sent that in the group text on radio, and no one seemed as enthralled with it as I was, so
I just
apologize.
Thought licorice was fucking strawberry Twizzlers.
Coming out of the ground. Well, like, it all just looks like random goo that you would assort in a factory, like Supersize Me when they would shoot out the pink stuff into the chicken nuggets.
Is it only the black licorice? Or
Yes,
that's
so
what I thought.
It's a plant that was used as a medicine, but then most recently as a flavor additive. And so it's referring to the black licorice flavor. That's what the licorice plants kind of taste like.
Red licorice is probably goo assembled in a factory.
Yeah,
right?
That's fucking sugar.
That's goo.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any...
That's why I like it better.
Correlation.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any real licorice.
Do you guys like black licorice?
No.
Your dad.
My dad loved it.
Gross.
God damn it.
Well, your dad loved ouzo as well. It was tasted like black licorice.
Yeah.
Loved what?
Yeah. Ouzo.
It's a Greek hard alcohol, like... It tastes like vodka and black licorice.
It literally tastes like black licorice.
Yeah.
Wow. So like...
And it hits you hard.
Yeah.
Like, what's that stuff that they serve at Italian restaurants all the time?
Wine.
No. Moving on!
We got questions, Mom.
Does Ben have anything else?
Do you have a
my other thing is not that interesting, but it's just I was just
chicky
gonna
parm.
This fits chicky for the holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicky,
so
chicky parm.
Let's go around the table and let's ask, what do you think the average American consumer, person that buys gifts over the holidays, spends on gifts for friends, family, and coworkers?
During the holiday.
Yeah.
Average
consumer. $1,250.
What'd you say?
$1,250.
The average person?
I already know the answer.
$725.
All right, you stay out of that.
I'm just going to guess what I initially said before I knew.
Okay.
$500.
$372.
$725.
I'll say $245.
$650.
Did Jake get it?
Yeah.
Oh, did you look at us?
He was here.
What was yours? I knew you were
going to
do that.
Wait a minute. Jake cheating at school.
Okay, I wasn't far off. $725.
So I put the plum on my wall. It all works out.
So I doubled it, basically.
Yeah.
$650.
Yep. And all told on food, non-holiday items, or non-gift items, it comes out, according to the National Retail Federation, about $750 billion that Americans spend.
Wow.
Americans spend over
it. Looked like
I wonder if it's lower this year.
It is.
Okay.
Gotta be, right?
One of the dogs just shit.
Where?
Oh, it's definitely Earl.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I bet he just farted.
You guys think
he's
butt.
Right at your foot.
His farts are toxic.
There you go.
Toxic.
Oh, man. That's a lot more than I expected.
From money.
Like, well, just like there's a lot of Americans. I'm like, I don't know.
I think a lot of people spend beyond their means at Christmas
I think
time.
It was,
and coworkers were included.
Yeah.
I think it's amongst people that, I didn't look at the actual survey, but amongst people that buy gifts, not average over the total population.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
It is like when you say it out loud, though, it's a lot of people you're buying for.
Right.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
It is.
I think if you had kids,
and
too.
Think about it, a lot of people don't buy people gifts and until the end, until Christmas or whatever holiday they celebrate.
But, yeah, by the way, like, let's normalize just giving gifts when it comes up. Like, I hate this idea that we've like, obviously, like, the Santa Claus stuff, objectively dope.
Right.
Like, let
right.
Santa keep, you know, clanging and banging, doing his thing.
Right.
But everyone else, like, if you just see something and you've got the means to do so, like, you don't have to hold it till the end of the year.
That's what I think, too. Like,
yeah.
But
why
some people don't have the money to buy twice.
Oh, no, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you have the means to, instead of buying once but saving it till the end of the year, why
let
not just
enjoy
get
it
then?
No,
hey, I saw this and thought of you.
Yeah.
So nice. Take all your bonuses and shove it into the into the capitalist system and buy everybody gifts.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, a lot of people asked us for the grill, the Golix, you know, about gifts and stuff, and we're really not that big of, like, we are more of, like, if
what
we
Mike
see
said,
something
yeah.
during the
if
year.
If I see something I like,
yeah.
I get it.
Well, we meant for other people.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah.
Comedic timing.
Yeah. I think the most things we all do as far as buying together as a family is when shoe drops come.
Yeah.
We're all trying to get
shoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're just...
I think it's pretty low on our list of love languages.
Right.
Is gift giving.
Yeah.
Once you're not little kids anymore, I mean, I think that changes.
Yeah.
So... But
with that being said, I will take monetary compensation this year from anybody who's...
Do you want to give your Venmo out?
Yes, please.
Jake's got Cash App.
Yeah.
You're a big gift giver, though.
Yeah.
You, Jake is... That's probably Jake's, like, number one. He always buys
gifts. I enjoy giving gifts. Like, if I see something that
like
I know...
Do you like giving gifts or getting gifts?
Never mind.
I am so stressed out by the idea of gift giving. Like,
think about gift giving for me. Think about Ben. He just doesn't give me a gift.
Yo, yeah. Ben is so easy. Just buy him a gift certificate to the Avon Prime Meats.
I meant him buying me a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Chris?
I'm pretty bad at it.
How good was I getting you gifts early on?
You were good.
I was really good.
Dude, you gotta take it off
your head. I was really good.
Why do you have, like, what appears to be a do-rag on?
It's my mask. I just pulled it up over
it
my
looks
head.
Looks like your underwear is on your head.
He looks like Napoleon Dynamite's brother when he
was...
When he put the
do-rag on.
Yeah.
Like, met that girl online.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
LaFonda.
LaFonda. There you go.
I guess you could say it's getting pretty serious.
LaFonda.
We've now melded Schitt's Creek and Napoleon
Dynamite.
Yeah,
don't do that. Yeah.
Our powers combined.
So
we are
somebody
coffee.
Asked on the internet, Little Debbie trees or Reese's trees?
Reese's all day long.
Reese's
all day long.
No. Reese's. Little Debbie treats.
Little Debbie treats for me.
The Little Debbie is more girth.
It's more, and it's more cake.
They've
it's
a cake. Smaller.
It's
They've
cake.
The, oh, they have.
Oh, they yeah. have.
They have.
But we've gotten bigger. I'm not sure.
I take a cake have product over a candy product.
The Reese's trees gotten
trees
smaller,
gotten smaller
too?
Too? I believe, yeah. yeah.
Everything's Wait, gotten smaller.
How many trees did you eat last year? Remember you had
oh,
like
yeah.
a,
you
had like 27
yeah.
or something.
Oh, I'm not proud.
Well, you're
somebody sent you
right
the
now.
Trees.
No,
right?
I just I was like
yeah,
27.
Yeah, I think it was Kathy Angelo, who's yeah. a proud Notre Dame fan and a great follow on Twitter, was kind enough to send me those trees last year, and boy did I just hook those up to the.
So wait, is it only me, Chris, and Jenny with the trees?
Cake
trees.
Yeah. I would cake trees.
Yeah.
Where'd you go, Ben?
Candy trees, Reese's trees,
Reese's. Yeah, I definitely go cake.
I went
we
Little
go
Debbie.
Get some
yeah.
today. I just like, we haven't had. Has anyone
you
had one this year?
Understand all the shit we are going to
no,
eat today and tomorrow.
I
you
do.
Want to bring more into the house?
Have
yes.
you had a
so
Debbie's tree this year?
Look in the mirror and no. slap her neck no. when she feels bad. Yeah.
It is funny to watch that involuntarily happen with Jenny. I brought up Jenny. What were we talking about last night, food wise, that got you going like that?
Was it cereal?
No, no. What food did I bring up?
We went out to dinner last night, and Jenny came home and ate a bowl of cereal.
I like saved some calories for.
I was describing the Carly and Alexis, friends of the pod.
Frosting.
Yeah, she made this like frosting Oreo dessert that you freeze and then basically renders like ice cream. And Jenny, when Jenny gets excited about food, she doesn't know it, but she just sits at the table and she starts like priming her baseball mitt. She just starts like punching right here.
I was going to do it this morning when I remember we had cereal and it was like, I remembered you guys making fun of me last night. So I can't do it.
That's good radio content.
Sorry.
No.
She's scratching
open
her
hands.
She's
yeah.
Saying.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie, too? People ask that. Like, I like the ones with the icing.
Anything
like,
with frosting.
Yeah, frosting, for sure. Because they only come around at this time of the year.
I am not a gingerbread fan at all.
Oh,
no?
See,
love
I rock with gingerbread.
Love a gingerbread.
Heavily.
I don't mind the gingerbread, like, when it's, like, the gingerbread cinnamon rolls we have at our place of harvest.
That's
not. But a cookie, I still like the cookie, like the ones your Jenny, your mom sent here, that, still with the Hershey
oh,
Kisses.
Oh, those
bingo.
Here?
Oh.
Yep. But it's peppermint.
Yeah.
Like, for the holidays, yeah.
Are they still,
they're there.
Oh, my God. Everybody's leaving the podcast.
They're going to get
they just found out about the cookies.
Jenny's bringing them over, all right.
Yeah.
Ben, cookie?
Anything with chocolate in it would be good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be my second favorite, the peanut butter kisses, like
yeah.
the
oh,
peanut butter
yeah.
cookie.
What's your favorite?
The ones with the icing,
with
the sugar
icing.
Cookie. What's
are you
icing?
Talking about? The yeah. people
cookies.
Like the soft.
Yeah.
Thing.
People
yes.
love
the
shit on
open.
Those all the time. Like they're above them.
Oh, they can fuck right off. Those are amazing.
I made those.
And Gavin will have to edit this.
Oh,
anymore.
Yeah,
so cute.
Yeah.
Oh God,
Mike
here
is
you know, Mike's just sticking his pie hole into it.
So people wanted to know if we were doing a dodgeball team, who gets picked first and who gets picked last.
This to me, I'll go first. Chris, you get picked last, and it'd be between Jake and Ben who got picked first. And as soon as I said that, Jenny gave a look like I should be fucking picked first, didn't you, Jenny? Didn't you?
That's like another stupid sport like I excel at.
I would say Jenny's good because she's a smaller target.
That's true.
But I can move.
Yeah. I would say this. I would pick Jenny because I know she's going to care way too much.
Yeah.
There is a good possibility, to your point, Chris,
yes.
that I would get picked last because I can't throw with my shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't throw well enough to be deadly. The only thing I could do well is catch. To try and get somebody back
and
in
I
the
have
game,
mattress hands
and
so,
you can't
yeah.
catch
yeah.
so you can't catch and you would throw like me so you'd probably be last wouldn't you
I'm the weakest link aren't I
Sydney would be first to get kicked out because she would run across the line and beat the living shit out of somebody
I got sent to the principal's office in fifth grade after a dodgeball because I went after a kid that called me Tank swear to God
did they call your parents
Oh, no, because the kid I went after happened to be related to the principal, and he was crying.
Wait a minute. Okay, you went after him. How far did you get?
Yeah.
Did you get to
he
him?
Was,
what did you
oh,
do?
Yeah. He was entering the boys' locker room, and I
oh,
had
Oh, wait, this
the
was after
ball.
The game.
Oh, yeah. I had the dodgeball, and I followed him to the boys' locker room and just pounded him right in the locker room.
Oh,
he
what?
Pounded him. Oh, sorry. That came out wrong. Yeah, and he... Little bitch, he cried and told the gym teacher, and then I'm in the office, like, well, he called me Tank to my face.
And they're like, well, have you looked in the mirror?
How old were you? Like 16?
No, fifth grade. Okay. My first grade.
Oh my God. That just reminds me of were you guys, Mike or Jake, outside the bar with Sydney one time when she almost kicked the living shit out of somebody?
No, someone drunkenly poured an entire pitcher on top of my head and like 10 guys from the. You would have thought that someone fucking slapped me across the face. I had like guys coming around me, like Braxton picked that guy up by the fucking t-shirt and threw him outside, and then Jake was punching signs outside because he wanted to go find
him. Oh no!
Yeah. I was like, this is what happens when we're all obliterated and something happens to like someone they care about. Like,
I forgot about that.
That's it's rare that Sydney just didn't use her own brand of street justice because the amount of like kids that I saw Sydney grab by the collar in bars.
Yeah.
I did grab this dude by the collar.
You put that one kid up into into one of the pillars at CJ's one time.
What did he do?
He like walked by and bumped into you and instead of apologizing, he said some smart ass little comment. And Sydney grabbed him by the collar, put him against the thing, and said, "Say you're sorry."
I was drunk.
But you know what? I'm really proud that we raised a girl to like defend herself like that. Like,
well, I knew if, and if he was gonna hit me, there was eight guys around.
Be like the mom in like This Is 40 when someone calls her kid like not cute and she like goes after the kid at school.
Well,
like,
some girl tried to fight our friend Hillary at the end of the night, and I picked this girl up and shoved her to the ground. I was just like, absolutely not.
It was very much like in Wedding Crashers when Zach gets up at the end to go punch Owen Wilson at the altar.
Oh, right.
And then out of nowhere, Vince Vaughn comes and decks him. Yeah. This girl was walking over to Hillary, and Sydney just steps in the middle and, like, takes this girl's momentum and just hip tosses her onto the ground.
Yeah, Ben, she had a bit of a reputation. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And I think she might have been 16 at the time.
Yeah. I actually don't think I was in college for that one.
Sydney then went home and tattooed a sailor under her own arm. Smoked a cigarette.
I think the funniest day at South Bend had to be when Sydney actually showed her regular ID that she was 21 and had been in those bars for like 6 years.
Yeah, it was so weird. It really lost its luster, though. I was like, they know I've been here before.
Yeah. It's funny because somebody asked, who in the family would go the furthest or do the most to defend somebody else in the family?
Jake would actually kill.
We would literally have to back Jake off, or he'd be in jail.
Yeah.
I think I'd be Jake's wingman too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Between the two of you.
We hold grudges really great. You guys do.
But Jake would bring the physical aspect.
Yeah.
Who was the one dude? You sent the dude like you have having directions to his house, didn't you?
On Twitter.
Yeah, he did something on Twitter.
He talked bad about somebody in the family. Yeah, I think he
called me like a fat troll, which is fine.
Which is not incorrect. But I sent him a screenshot of his house.
I feel like if we were doing this like in a movie, Jake and Mom would be the team, and Jake would be like the guy suspended by the carabiner, like getting ready to go and do it, and Mom would be the person in mission control, like giving him all the background info.
Yeah, that, I think that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't do well with letting go of things.
No. Especially in 2020, I'm ready to lay it all on the line.
Yeah. you got nothing to lose, right?
Jake doesn't care if he ends up meeting Sean Connery.
I said prison might be a nice change of scenery.
You get a lot of food in there.
You do. You can take care of it.
You do. Uh-huh. You do.
Was that it for questions?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Is there any more?
No, I don't.
Do you have two would you rathers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we forgot would you rather.
Are you serious?
We completely forgot.
Completely forgot.
Do you even care?
Well, I don't know. We haven't done this family one in so long because you guys don't give a shit.
I had just thought of one off the bat.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, this ought to be good.
No. It's with food. Would you give up?
Of course.
Would you rather give up for 2 years all desserts or all meat?
Let's go to Ben, the carnivorist of all the carnivores here.
All the desserts, hands down. I'm not giving up meat.
Surprisingly, would give up all desserts because I would be in such good shape if I had to give up all desserts. And my wedding's coming up, so
my wedding.
Hop on the train, sis.
What are you trying to say?
No, he's saying
meat.
Boy, she's triggered easily. Holy shit!
The reaction is what I live with.
You guys are all seeing this, right?
Okay, just in case I disappear one day, you know. Yeah.
I had PTSD from the college bar talk. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I would be mad, sad without sweets, but I'm kind of like Sydney. I would know it would be the best for me, but man, it'd be rough.
Like, so if I give up meats, I'm trying to think what I could eat for my
vegan.
Yeah, you say you could be vegan.
Yeah.
That was my first thought.
I can eat eggs.
Well, the thing is, too, they have like the fake meat Beyond Beef that tastes like. Can you have that?
Right.
Sure.
Right.
That's a vegetarian. Yeah. No, you can
that's
have vegetarian. Yeah.
I give up
the meat.
I give up
the
throat.
Oh my god.
I give up the meat.
Nah.
I give up dessert.
Yeah.
I give up the meat.
Yeah.
Why did you almost just puke?
I don't know, because I just ate a cookie too fast, and it almost came up. I got a peppermint taste now.
I was really
good.
Did
you get a would you rather?
No,
she
I don't have my phone.
For you.
Yeah,
I
phone
did stall for you.
Point.
Mike, what would you give up?
What would I give up? I would... Man. I would probably give up the meat.
Yeah. I'd like to just see what... Once if I could
said,
do a vegetarian
once
diet.
Once you said, like, the Impossible Burgers we could have... I said, I could live on those.
Yeah.
Those things bang.
Do you guys have the Impossible breakfast sandwich from Starbucks?
No.
No.
Next time you go,
really?
Treat yourself. Oh my God.
I think I've had that before. I think it's really good.
Very good.
You can't even tell the difference.
Shout out to Max Burger, who makes an incredible Impossible Burger.
Really?
So, man, if we can have that, yeah. I'm giving up meat. I'm sticking to my Impossible Burger and sweets.
Ben's silent disgust with all of us is so palpable.
He is.
Meet Jesus
as
himself.
He has $200 worth of meat sitting in the fridge waiting for him.
Oh, man. How exciting.
It's going to be a great Christmas for Ben.
A Christmas miracle.
Well, I guess that's our
do,
only...
Do you have a review, Mom?
No.
Oh, my God. We were unprepared.
I made this whole list and everything. And
you
then did,
I mean, listen, you had a comprehensive list, so...
We were unprepared. I you know what? I apologize.
I forgot.
I apologize to the family.
Do you think maybe I can...
I'm not having a would you rather.
Find it really fast?
You can find one really fast. Let's go
anyone
around.
Else come up with a...
Anybody... Can anybody tell what their favorite Christmas present was?
This year?
Ever. Mine was Jake. He was on Christmas.
Okay. That's why you asked to get the best answer.
Past that, it would be when I was a kid and we got our dog, Spike, the beagle.
Yeah, that's
my,
a good one.
My first pet, Spike. He ended up biting a bunch of people. I had to get rid of him.
Yeah, but, it was like 17 people,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, he was.
A beagle, too?
And, you know, I guess we tried. But, oh, my God, that, I don't know if there was a Christmas as a kid that was more exciting when, because my parents doubled it up with a, like, you know those bumper pool? You know, the things on the table when you put a bumper pool, the little smaller pool tables? They got us one of those. So we went downstairs and we were looking at that like, oh, cool. And then all of a sudden, the beagle, Spike, came running out.
You never played bumper pool.
Oh, my God. We did,
so
actually.
Cute.
But, oh, it was that was the coolest.
Go-kart for me.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I forget the timing of stuff like that, but that was a Christmas present.
We got a motorized go-kart at the age of six?
No.
We were at second grade.
Seven. I would say seven.
Oh, okay.
So you think six sounds egregious.
Well, six sounds really young. Seven
so what happened? So this is when we were in Arizona. And right across the street from us was my former teammate with the Eagles, the punter, Jeff Feagles, who was then punting for the Arizona Cardinals. They lived across the street with us. They have kids about the same age as our kids. And they got one as well. And then what happened next? This is the day.
We lived on a street cul-de-sac at the end, and we were racing ours down the street. We went around different sides of the cul-de-sac, and then we hit, this was 20 minutes after we got the damn things, and hit head on, and kids were ejected from the go-kart. We had a broken collarbone.
One of the Feagles' cousins.
We had ribs. We had road rash. It was bad.
We weren't very smart with
ours. We just said, here, go ahead.
It seemed
it
would be fun. Well, Jeff...
It was fun.
Is it even legal for us to drive those?
I don't know, but we ended up bringing it when we first moved here.
Here, yes.
But
it
didn't work.
Connecticut.
It didn't work well on, like, the hills.
The hills burned it
out. Oh, we used to just mess that thing up out here, though.
Well, when we were out there as well, when the kids were really young, the youngest was Blake out there, right? When they had the little...
Power wheels.
Feagles took a car
battery
and
strapped
it up,
inside.
Strapped it up on the inside.
Oh,
those things used to hum.
It was unbelievable. Yeah,
yep. All our kids made it, though.
Yeah,
they're all still here, so that's
kinda
a good sign.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Jake.
Yeah. All right, anybody else before a review about a favorite Ben, Sit. Ferdinand?
And I got a Nintendo 64.
Oh, of course. First grade. It's when it all began.
Uh-huh. Classic.
Yeah. The look Sydney's giving
me. Yeah. When is the Ben loves video games. When is the last time you played a video game?
By myself, it's been a hot minute. I play with my brother occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Oh, still?
It's like a computer.
Oh.
It's not like I don't just play
on the Xbox. You ever heard of Sims?
Yeah.
God, what a good game.
I always thought that was the dumbest game.
Oh,
me too.
Shit on Sims.
Oh, oh, me too.
I mean, what's the point of
your,
it?
Your mother did it all the time.
I did not do it.
No, your mother. Didn't your mother do the farm?
What did she do?
It's
Farmville.
But what?
Grandma Jan used to ask me to water her crops on Facebook.
I mean, what is that? I mean, seriously.
And then she got hacked by some weird guy that just started posting pictures of his family members. It was the most, like, harmless hack of all time.
It was. I don't understand why people bothered with that.
He really wanted people to see his family. And Grandma Jan is a platform.
I did not get a Christmas gift from Ben. That's not a bash. It's just because you got to say, look on your left hand, my favorite Christmas gift has been my engagement ring.
Aww.
That does.
I thought you were gonna bash me.
It kind of was like a little like jab.
Like a bell bit.
Yeah, no.
Well, this one was from December 10th, 2020. I was having an extremely grumpy day. Menopause.
Oh, okay.
Uh huh. But your podcast always makes my day better and puts a big smile on my face and a giggle in my gut. Now, without Golic and Wingo in the morning, we need more podcasts. I need to giggle more.
There we go. That.
Yeah. And there's another one, December 8th. I just wanted to say hi and I love the Golics. That's all.
Hi. Hi. We love
hi.
You.
Hi.
All right.
Was that Robbie Toma?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Love Robbie.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Well, we hope everybody has a great holiday season.
Yes. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Maybe Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. However you get down. We hope it's a good one.
We hope 2021 brings us all better things. We're all banking on it.
We really do. Just enjoy. Enjoy each other.
Yep.
Like we all enjoy each other.
And as always, we're sorry in advance.
I'm not, fuckers.
Sydney.